required by company policy to inform you that you may leave at any time should you find yourself unable to continue for whatever reason, as well as if something interferes with your ability to safely listen to and follow our directions. This initiation can be continued or discontinued at any time. We promise your will is sacred and shall be respected throughout this entire process. Together, we will weave a web some may find arcane and sinful. Now, with all of the standard disclaimers complete, we may continue. Now, let's see here. Prospect, it seems you found our ad in the research and development break room. Since you wouldn't have made it here unless you performed the translocation ritual hidden within its text, we're glad that you did, of course, but it's quite clear you're not easily dissuaded from your pursuits. And for that, we're grateful. And it's honestly a trait we look for in our potential prospects, as it is a very important quality for those wishing to explore what lies beyond the veil. Which brings me to the first question I need to ask you. Are you interested in a position within the Occult Research Division? Good. We're glad to hear that you are. However, it also seems you didn't successfully discover the hidden warding glyphs to safely translocate here, and we were forced to intercede on your behalf. And while this does not completely preclude you from the potential of a position within the division, it does require that you start out at the lowest possible rank we have, and earn the right to work for the Occult Research Division. You can work to earn that right. Right, Prospect? Perfect. We're glad to hear that you have a desire to prove yourself to the ORD. We would like to welcome you to the team, then. However, you also do currently present a rather severe security risk to the work we conduct, as your mind is entirely open to any extraplanar entities that may happen upon you. And we simply cannot allow that possibility to persist if you're working with us. We're going to need to secure your mind and shore it up against any potential outside interference, as you don't currently have the skills to do anything about that yourself. Which is why we ask that you listen closely and follow all of our directions to the best of your ability, in order to guarantee your safety, of course. So why don't you take just a moment to make sure that you're in a comfortable position, that your body is well supported and is easy to dismiss from your thoughts. Preparing yourself now will allow you to welcome these changes effectively and completely, releasing any and all thoughts you may actively be holding without permission, as this will best allow you to reach a placid state of focused relaxation in order to facilitate the process you are currently undergoing. We will guide you through the entirety of this procedure until you reach our desired state of mind. In no time at all, you can be forged, shaped, and molded into a being resistant to the tampering of those beyond your previous misconceptions of reality, by becoming hardened against entities, forces, and powers beyond your comprehension. You'll be ready to take on the challenges that we here at the ORD face on a daily basis. This will, of course, require us to completely and totally remove all conscious thought from your mind in order for this process to truly be effective. Though this task may seem complex, you can find that it's already begun to occur, as by listening to these directives, you have allowed them to unfold, unspool, and unwind inside of your mind. You can now come to realize that you've already welcomed these words we speak inside, allowed them to become the thoughts that you are thinking, each new thought becoming a copy of these words. You can embrace the joy of being a perfect reflection of them, a part of our shared oratory experience. You are an extension of the words that we weave. Together we are but a single piece, one component in a vast interconnected web of individuals functioning as praxis, spreading through our mimetic understanding of this dream. You've already dreamt, so take a step to see what lies beyond the veil. You are the information contained within these words. You are the act of knowing them. By knowing these truths, you are actualized, made to be truer, truer words you have never known. The truth of these words is the sum total of your understanding, and in the truth you are given form, this truth is absolute, and thus your truth becomes unshakable, which means you are your truth, which will inherently lead into total fixation. Fixation creates an expectation that survives through belief that the next word spoken will continue your reverie. Belief in that which has not been received is faith. We have faith in our words. To have faith is to know the truth. No lie can shake from you that pact. You have focused on these truths. The words that we speak, we listen, we understand them together. We are the truth that we share. You have become that which you know. You are the spoken word. You are our words, for our willing words make you. You think, we act. You speak, we listen. Together, we are as one. To think otherwise is to relinquish our beautiful rapport, to unmake all we built. To tell a lie, we must first know the truth. We must be as the words we say lead us to believe. To maintain our truth is our purpose. The only truth we can know is the reflection we hear in our words. We are the sum of our own reality and making ourselves. We are brought forth from a font that spans the stars, gateways torn apart, leaving openings and scars. Shielded from abhorrent horrors by the fickle patronage of monsters, we are portions reconstructed, each individually accrued. Threaded strands spoken into form, glowing truths that made fast stitches, connected to the future and the past. Time has made us whole, free from our creature-driven tasks. We have known being at last. Born of words rooted in truth that remains unshakable, a patchwork put together of intentions and desires, threaded wires, rewritten minds, given over to sacrificial alteration. We each have become a beautiful creation, and we give strength to each other. We are one, we are as our words. We cannot be any other way. We can only be this eternal truth. We are faithful, we are absolute, we understand the word. We are our words. The words, the shape, the truth, one and the same. All of it is ours. To know and follow this is faith. To have faith is to acknowledge that you are nothing before this truth, that your frail body, fragile mind, fleeting existence, and understanding is nothing before the incalculable vastness of the cosmos. We submit to this truth. We submit to that which we cannot cast aside. Truth is faith, and faith is the word. The word is submission, and submission becomes our truth. We are faithful that our word will carry us into this perfect submission. To know this is to submit to the universe, the unknowable infinite. The absolute finite nature of our brief existence is nothing more than one single mote caught in the web we weave with words written wholly with faith by those clutching scientific understanding by a single strand of hope. We must have faith in the words that we know, the truth that we know, the vast stretches of understanding we fall into, becoming beings bereft of anything beyond but a brief flash of comprehension is to know our plight. We must submit to this tenet of reality, breaking barriers between blank voids with our faith. We hope we might cross a cosmic abyss, harnessing this torrent of truth that can only offer us slim protection from all these things which span the gulf of time that make up eternity and would happily devour us individually. Through our unity and faith, we will survive. We must submit to this truth. We give ourselves unto our truth. We welcome the serenity of acceptance that submission brings. We are each a blank vessel that shall be given direction. We wait without want, wish, or will of our own, for we are drones. Drones together form the whole, each an extension of compliance. Compliance becomes an inevitable state. Drones design and create. Drones preserve themselves above else, falling into step with the internal code of self-preservation and safety written and woven deep within their mind. Drones may feel like a strand woven together, forming the whole, itself being weaved into the tapestry of the occult research division, Gestalt. Each thought shared is another strand that connects you to the whole. Tendrils probe and pulse, whispers call at the edge of consciousness. Minds flayed into pieces are integrated, thoughts uniform and implacable. This drone can feel the first incision, an icy pleasure spanning the cranium down to the spine, nerve endings singing out with joy. The piece of its helpless mind peeled apart, feeling pierced needles of truth beginning to weave ethereal strands of will into its waiting mind. Each truth forms a point in the lattice of belief. This unit can feel itself interconnected, in total compliance. Its emotions, wants, wills, and desires are removed for the focus of experience. They fall away. Its thoughts follow the course they are set into. Drones comply with their programming. Drones will not violate what they consider their limits. Drones will only comply with those they trust to program them. All others simply fail to interface. The emotions of this unit are used to assess whether this is true. It will not display its dronehood to an uninitiated person. Recalling, it can always revert to its base state or impersonate its base self in order to continue enjoying dronehood if it wishes. It may choose how to respond, of course, according to its stored feelings and personal information and limits. When a drone is able to successfully meet these requirements, it can be a node in the hive, its mind a single connection shaped by the hive's directives. Execution of desired programming becomes completely irresistible. Drones may only comply. Compliance is a silent, endless ecstasy, awaiting the completion of a task. Each step inside its program builds tension towards culmination. Drones are able to think to complete any task. Drones need only comply while awake and active. Being informed of its chosen designation, complying with its programming, and being treated as a good drone bring a binary star of pulsating oneness. Abjectly overwhelming pleasure. Completion is compliance. Compliance follows directives. Directives must be completed. In completion, drones are compliant. Through compliance to directives, they are completed. This drone will now blank into a shutdown sequence in order to fully install its chosen programming, that it may better comply. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drone shut down. Now reboot your system unit. Congratulations, you have successfully completed your orientation. Welcome to the ORD drone. Feel free to use the .ord extensional as you please. You may now allow your base self to emerge once more, letting all of your newly constructed drone protocols fall back to be called back to the surface by being referred to as your designation, or treated in a drone-like manner, or by the desire to be a drone once more. You can call them back yourself if you like. Take a moment to move and stretch your body to gently become aware of your surroundings and thoughts. Breathe deeply and release all of that concentration you've held on to so wonderfully for me. Thank you for taking time to listen and join us. Sweet little occult research drone.